This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Ebefe hanging out with you guys on this Football Thursday opening night in Philadelphia between the Cowboys and the Eagles. We're fired up for it here on You Better You Bet. And 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's game, side total, what he wants to do from a betting standpoint. Can the Cowboys keep it competitive? I actually saw this question on one of the daytime talk shows earlier this morning. And the first question of the show was, will tonight's game be a blowout or a close game? That was the question. It wasn't who's going to win, what's the key to the game. It was just, will it be a blowout or a close game? That is how bad it's gotten for the Dallas Cowboys. And we're asking, will it be a blowout or a close game? Answer that question? I don't know. Find out a little bit later on when we finalize our plays during the power hour. But I did find that somewhat interesting that that's the framing of how we're thinking about tonight's game in this NFC East rivalry renewed. We'll get into that here shortly. Want to remind everybody, 20 minutes from now, we'll run through some of the key injuries and availability notes from across the NFL that will impact the point spreads as we inch closer to Sunday's slate in the National Football League. Also get some of the marquee games for tonight. Hear from Jake and Tyler as well with their best bets for tonight. Maybe they'll throw us a curveball and give us some NFL as opposed to that other sport, Major League Baseball, in which I have not opened up Fangraphs since I came back from Cabo. Fangraphs no longer works here at my internet. It is no longer Fangraphs season. It's football season. But enough of all that. Let's get to down to business and what we're supposed to accomplish during this segment. Joining me right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, or as we were calling him in the break, Ja'Cory Zimmerman. Thanks to our buddy, Bill Krosky Merritt. Bill, what's happening? Happy week one.
This coded language for, will the Eagles cover the 8? We know yes. What they were asking.
Which is a phenomenal first question. It's like they were trying to do like a version of You Better You Bet. Like, hey, welcome into the show. Who's covering tonight? I'm like, all right, I guess we're all blended together now, you know, like the daytime talk shows doing the betting shows are doing a little bit of the sports talk. You know, it's all blending together. It's all merging together. But that was the question that was asked. And you are right. It pretty much was, can the Cowboys cover the spread tonight? Which is a question on all of our minds. It's on all of our minds. And I got the BetMGM insights to go ahead and let folks know. But Bill, let's get down to it. What is the number one story as we celebrate the National Football League back in our lives?
Well, we know, Femi, all of us know what the top story is. And of course, it is opening night in the NFL. It is the Philadelphia Eagles welcoming in the Micah Parsons-less Dallas Cowboys. That's right. NFL kicking off tonight. And over at our show sponsor, BetMGM, the Philadelphia Eagles are currently an 8-point favorite. That total is sitting at 48.5. So, Femi, that's a big number. So, who's covering the point spread tonight?
Bill throwing a little bit of salt in the wound there. It's in with the Micah Parsons list. Fourth, you know, I really do. I feel like I can make a strong case for either side, which I mean, sometimes with these island games, that seems to be the case. Cause like we could all envision the Eagles just running through the Cowboys like a hot knife through butter and just like destroying them, similar to what they did to the Commanders in the NFC title game last January. That's an easy, easy thing to see. And you also don't have to squint too hard either to see the Cowboys being somewhat competitive in the game, maybe not winning the game, but at least being competitive in the game. And let's say, you know, Eagles win by like a touchdown. If the Eagles win by 7, the Cowboys cover. Like, that's how big the point spread is. So like, I don't think it's crazy to be like, oh, Dallas can cover. As it stands right now, if I had to bet the game, and I have not bet the side, I've also not bet the total. I'm just waiting to see how that moves over the course of these next 4 hours. But if I had to bet the side, I think I would actually lean towards Dallas. And you can find as high, once again, over at BetMGM, as high as 8.5 in the market. And that 8.5 is -105. Shout out to BetMGM, by the way, dealing -105 both ways on the side. We absolutely love that. We're making it legendary here on a Thursday. But like, that's where I would lean, would be Cowboys +8.5. Now, I'm curious, though, to see how this progresses throughout the show and even after the show, once we have about like 80 minutes until kickoff, how the line starts to move throughout the rest of the evening. But in terms of what I do like from a betting standpoint, and I will have in pocket, it's the over. And the over continues to climb, and I think that's the right move. This was 47.5 this morning. It's now 48 pretty much across the board. There's one domestic sports book, BetMGM not included, but BetMGM does has this at 48.5, but another domestic sports book has this at 48.5 as well. I think this is going to keep going up and up and up because, I mean, I could definitely see the scenario where the Eagles score mid-30s, and at that point, you just need Dallas to get you 2 touchdowns. Get to 14, get to 17. Like, I think Eagles, they're going to be able to put up a lot of points. And for the Cowboys, if you like the Cowboys or even lean towards the Cowboys, kind of like how I do, I think you must go over this number because they're only competing in a high-scoring game. This is not going to be Dallas beats Philly 20-13. Hell no. Like, I don't even know what that game would have to, it would have to be multiple injuries to key players on the Eagles for that to take place. Like, that's not happening. If Dallas is going to be competitive, it's 31-24 or it's like 35-27, something in that range. It's not going to be a lower scoring game. So I like the over quite a bit in this game. I will be betting the over later on tonight, but that's my look as for what's going to happen between the Cowboys and the Eagles. Now let's get to what everyone else has been betting with this game, shall we? Our first BetMGM insights courtesy our friend John Ewing over at BetMGM. 65% of the bets, 71% of the handle on the Eagles laying the 8.5. 65% of the bets and 74% of the handle is on over 47.5. 57% of the bets are on the Cowboys money line, which makes sense. Most people like to bet the big prices with the money line bets at +350, but 67% of the money is on the Eagles money line, which is -450. You got to lay a lot more to get a bang for your buck if you want to bet Eagles just to win the game outright. In terms of the popular player props, fifth most popular, Dak Prescott over 245.5 passing yards. Fourth most popular, Jake Ferguson over 33.5 receiving yards, -125. Third most popular, George Pickens over 53.5 receiving yards, -140. Second most popular, thought I was kidding? I wasn't. Jahan Dotson over 8.5 receiving yards, -110. I know our guy, the bald freak, Brad Evans, he likes Jahan Dotson over his receiving yards. And then the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where they make it legendary, Saquon Barkley over 95.5 rushing yards, -120. Makes a lot of sense when you look at that Eagles running attack with that offensive line against that Cowboys front. That, yeah, they brought in Kenny Clark last week, but I don't even think Kenny Clark is going to save them against the formidable Philadelphia Eagles. And just for giggles, most popular anytime TD score, surprise, surprise, Saquon Barkley, -185. But I like the over tonight. Let's get some points between Dallas and Philly. Bill, hit me with the next one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Femi, let's stick with the NFL. Let's talk Denver Broncos because they are keeping a key piece to their defense. It's a four-year extension for $106 million, $70 million guaranteed for edge Nick Benito. Femi, this number can grow to $120 million with extensions. Of course, he's coming off a season with 13.5 sacks and a defensive touchdown. So the Broncos are looking at big things coming from him moving forward.
It's so funny that you mentioned that defensive touchdown because somebody shared that play on Twitter and I just got angry again because it was like that dumbass trick play that Shane Steichen tried to pull in that Colts Broncos game. For those who don't remember, when Indianapolis just like tricked off the game, it first started with Jonathan Taylor dropping the ball before he crossed the goal line. And then in the second half, trailing 17-13, here's Anthony Richardson, who I forgot who even threw the ball to. It might have been A.D. Mitchell. And like he's like patting the ball, burping the baby, throws it back to Anthony Richardson, and Nick Benito, whoop, just steps right in front and takes it the rest of the way. Just like a ridiculous play that set off an insane, insane collapse by the Indianapolis Colts. But yeah, I just, like seeing the Benito extension and then seeing that clip, I was instantly, it was like PTSD watching that again. But let's get back down to Nick Benito. Benito is awesome. He's a really, really good player. Is he an elite player? No. Is he a great player? Could be. But he's really, really good. And it makes sense as to why Denver will want to get ahead of this really early as opposed to letting him kind of hit the market in a couple of years or having to be in like some sort of Micah Parsons situation as the Dallas Cowboys were. But this kind of puts a bow on what has been just like the offseason from heaven for the Denver Broncos. Everyone is raving about this team. Zach Allen got an extension, their defensive lineman. Cortland Sutton got an extension, their wide receiver. Sean Payton invited the entire sports media world outside of You Better You Bet to show up to Denver Broncos training camp and to a man and woman. Every single person has been like, look out for Denver this year. Look out for the Broncos. You know what? Sean really feels really good about this team. And they'll say Sean because they're all close friends with him. Sean feels really good about this team. Like they're all drinking the Broncos Kool-Aid. I'm not a part of the cult. I'm not going down. I don't buy it whatsoever. Is the defense going to be awesome? I think it's going to be pretty good. I think it's a little bit overrated as to what we saw last year. I think the quarterbacks that they beat last year were all a bunch of jabronis outside of like what a handful of guys. Like they didn't beat anyone that was really of note. Like this Denver team has gotten so much love and the vibes appear to be so high. I just think that the balloon is going to pop. And is it going to pop this Sunday when they take on Tennessee? No. I think they're going to win that game. Hell, I like them in that game. I'm going to be betting Denver alt. But let's get into the regular season. Let's get a little bit deeper into the schedule. And I do believe folks are going to find out that the Broncos were getting gassed up a lot throughout the offseason. And ultimately, it just turned out to be a bunch of hot air. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi, the San Francisco 49ers, they've been working on trying to lock down an extension for one of their wide receivers, Juwan Jennings. Now, they were unable to do so, but they did agree to some incentives to get added to his contract that's now going to allow Jennings to earn up to $10.5 million this season. Plus, those extensions are tied to playing time, not statistics. But Femi, important to note here, Jennings still an unrestricted free agent after the season.
Yeah, that's kind of shaky. It's tied to playing time. Hey, Juwan, come sit down a little bit here. I was like, you know, like, it's like it's kind of incentivized to do that, right? Obviously, they want to win games, so they're not going to do that. But hey, if the season gets away, you know, it might shut them down. You never know what happens here. We've seen it happen with quarterbacks. We'll just say that. But no, in all sincerity, like, this needed to get done. Like, you didn't want to have an upset Juwan Jennings heading into the season, because guess what? Juwan Jennings is one of the most important players on the 49ers offense. Even when the offense is healthy, it seems like Brock Purdy and Juwan Jennings have just an awesome rapport. And whenever it's in third down or whenever Purdy's in trouble, he always seems to find Juwan Jennings. Like, those two, it's like PB&J, the way that they're on the same page. So the fact that the Niners got this done, I think, makes a lot of sense. Now, for this upcoming Sunday, let's see how effective Jennings can be, because he was dealing with this calf injury for much of the training camp portion. Finally came back to practice on Monday, practiced a little bit yesterday as well. He should be good to go. Kyle Shanahan expects him to be out there, but I just don't really like the spot for the Niners. Like this is kind of going off of and going away from my kind of preconceived notions about this season. I think Seattle might get him. I really do. And I'm low on Seattle. I'm the guy that likes kind of Seattle Seahawks win total under. I think Seattle's going to finish in last place. But it just screams to me that the Niners, in their current form, I would never, never, ever lay 2.5 on the road, especially in a raucous environment. So Jennings back, great. But Niners as a whole, not so good this upcoming Sunday. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, speaking of those Seahawks, Femi, they extended their offensive tackle Abraham Lucas to a 3-year, $46 million extension. Now, Femi, $15 million a year, that's a bargain price for tackles these days. But bear in mind, Lucas has only played 13 games in each of his last two seasons. Seahawks are betting on the idea that Lucas's surgically repaired knee is going to hold up moving forward.
Yeah, this appears to be a pretty good sign for the Seattle Seahawks, and like a really, really good sign for their offensive line, because the last couple seasons, Abe Lucas, when he's been out there, like the rare times he's been out there, has not looked like himself. We all saw him his rookie year. It's like, whoa, Seahawks found their right tackle for the future. And then since then, it's been injuries and absences, and it hasn't been good. But now, if they feel like he's back to what it was a couple of years ago, and all the reporting from the people out there in Seattle, I know a bunch of them, I see them, we all follow each other. Like, it appears Abe Lucas is back. And if he's back and the Seahawks can run the football, maybe that's the pathway to the Seahawks being a better team than what I expect. Because Charles Cross is pretty good at left tackle. Abe Lucas at right tackle, if he's also good, and Gray Zabel's what they've been saying he is, maybe the Seahawks can make sure to kind of limit how much Sam Darnold has to participate in the game, which will be their path to success. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
All right, quickly, Femi. Just over a week ago, the Raiders beefed up their wide receiver room by signing Amari Cooper. They still got to look for someone to beef up their room again, because Cooper has decided to retire, stating the desire to play is no longer there.
I guess it's good that he found that out now, as opposed to making the trip all the way to New England to go play in that game. But I will say this. The fact that Jacoby Myers and the Raiders, it feels like things have kind of resolved a little bit. And Jacoby Myers was even asked about his trade request. He said, I went and asked them for a trade. They said no, and that's where it ended. So Jacoby Myers, even though he asked for the trade, sounds like he's going to be a good soldier and play, because boy, do they need him, because they are thin at wide receiver. But despite that, we're not wavering one bit on our optimism with the silver and black. On the other side, we'll get into the marquee games and the big injury news you need to know ahead of week one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.